Can we go back to the last stanza of that song? I see something that need emphasis and beyond emphasis, prayers. The last stanza of that hymn says, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, I am bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. And I will be overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, including the sword is putting in our hands in this week of spiritual emphasis, the sword of the Holy Spirit. With it, I will be overcoming. And I'll keep standing. You will keep standing. Can you please take a few seconds and pray on this last stanza of this hymn? And prophesy to yourself, all the days of my life I will keep standing on the promises of Christ. I'll be bound to Christ eternally by love's strong cord. And I will be overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword. I will keep standing. I will keep standing. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Lord, we ask of you that through this week of spiritual emphasis, the cord of love will bind us with our Christ in a stronger way in the name of Jesus. Amen. The sword of the Spirit that we are putting in our hands through these teachings, we ask, O God, that we will prosper by it. Amen. We will overcome by it. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And this evening we pray that you take us farther. Take us farther. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Be seated, please. We thank God for the drama group and thank you so much for that wonderful message in that drama. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the ministration that is in that short drama, we eternally profit every one of us. Amen. The ministration that is in that short drama will prepare us for the rapture. Amen. Both the dramatist and we, the audience, we will not deny Jesus. Amen. We have decided to follow Jesus and there is no turning back. In the morning, we started a topic or a subtopic, which we'll be finishing this evening, but with just a slight modification. What we looked at in the morning was the reason why some leaders failed to stand firm in the faith. But this evening, the slight modification there is this. We will look at the reasons, some of the reasons why some church members failed in standing firm in the faith. But just before we continue, because shortly we're going to open our Bible to our main text, if you are here with your Bible this evening, can you lift it up to heaven? You are here with your Bible. Okay, just give me a few more seconds to check. All right. I'm so happy that this congregation of the people of God, we are so mature. Yesterday, I mentioned that writing and reading, I've gone through some evolutions. And I ended it by saying that it is not a sin to read your Bible from electronic gadget. And after sitting down, I felt like coming back again to warn that that does not mean that tomorrow, leave your hard copy Bible at home and come with just your phone. I said, okay, I won't bother to say that. I will just make it a starting point tomorrow. So I'm so impressed that we are all mature enough to follow what we are saying. That the one you are reading on phone is not meant to replace this one. It just meant to complement it. Oh, I'm so happy. Keep lifting it up to Jesus. Almighty God, we make a fresh commitment to your eternal word. And we pray that the cord of love will continue to bind us to our Bible. The life that is in the word of God will daily flow into us. The integrity of the word of God will be evident in our lives. Daily we will continue to love the word of God. We continue to read the word of God. We will be inseparably attached to the word of God. This word of the living God will prosper us. This word of the living God will give us our own inheritance among them that are sanctified in the name of Jesus. This word has never failed. In your life, it shall not fail. This word has never disappointed. You, as you stand continually on the word of God, you will never be disappointed. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, beloved brethren. Now turn the Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We are going to read it gently from verse 1. And as we are reading, we will be studying along at the same time, trusting God to open our eyes to see the reason why, in the time past, especially as documented in the Bible, some church members failed to stand firm in the faith. And examples are banned both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5, did they stand firm in the faith? No. So let's see a little bit of that Chronicles as recorded for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. So we take it from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. But the interesting thing is this, brethren. As all our fathers were under the cloud, they all passed through the sea. What a wonderful experience. It wasn't all of them that were standing firm in the faith. As they experienced various degrees of miracles, their eyes saw things. They saw nature commanded by God to deliver them, to fight against their enemies. With their physical eyes, they saw the cloud of glory moving. With their physical eyes, they saw God coming in between them and the Egyptians. With their own eyes, they saw the Red Sea parted. With their eyes, they saw the hooves of the horses of the Egyptians removed, and the horses were sinking. And while they were still looking, they saw the sea that formed a wall and allowed them to pass, coming over the Egyptians again. And for a moment, listen, all of them were excited. Ecstasy fell on them. When Miriam raised the song, I imagine everybody dancing. Ologun loluwa, oluwa ni oruko renje. Everybody danced. And not long after that again, they saw water coming out of the rock. They saw manna. They saw various degrees of miracles. But interestingly enough, as we're going to see from this 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it was not all these church members that were standing firm in the faith. And the issue we are talking about this week, standing firm in the faith, whether in the short run or in the long run, it will always put a distinction among believers. Whether now or later, the whole world will know, heaven has already known anyway, who is standing in the faith and who is not. But for those about whom we are reading here, why did they fail to stand in the faith? That's our focus this evening. Why? What made them to fail? Verse 3. They all ate the same spiritual meat. Verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. That was wonderful. They saw all these things. They knew all these things. They were not left alone in the journey. But look at what verse 5 says. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. In Hebrews chapter 11, what did the Bible say about faith? It said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we have said it earlier on that this faith we are talking about is all encompassing. It encompasses every aspect of your life. You are saved by it. You are in Christ by it. You walk by it. You are sitting by it, walking by it, standing by it, serving by it. And the book of Romans says, in fact, anything that is not of faith is what? It's a sin. So when it is written that with many of these people, God was not well pleased, that should take you immediately to the scripture that says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Something got lost. And also note another word in this verse 5. He didn't say very few of them. With few of them, God was not well pleased. Is that what your Bible says? That tallies with Matthew chapter 7. Where Jesus Christ said, narrow is the road that leads to heaven, but wide is the one that leads to hell. And many there be that are going by it. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus. No matter how few, those that will make it to heaven, you will be a monk. Because when the disciples were scared of this thing, Jesus said, with God, all things are possible now. Believe God for your own life. That no matter how few those that will make it to heaven, I will be a monk. So don't be scared by that word that says, but with many of them. You just let it lead you to a decision that I'm not going to be among those many with whom God was not pleased, but I will be among the few with whom God is well pleased. So with many of them, God was not well pleased. And a simple biblical mathematics helps us to know why. Since the scripture has said somewhere else that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when you now come across a place where you say, God is not pleased with somebody, then you know immediately something got lost. And that thing that got missing is faith. After all, faith again is absolute trust and confidence. In the love, in the power, in the wisdom and the personality of God. Faith again means strong addiction to the doctrines of the Bible. Faith again means making the word of God to be the final authority over your life. That's faith. So this verse 5 says, there were so many that were journeying, moving together, seeing the miracles, experiencing the glory of God, the hand of God. But something was going on. There were many of them with whom God was not well pleased because the faith of the Bible, the faith of Abraham, the faith of our fathers was missing in their lives. And it was just a matter of time. Because opportunity will keep coming. You see, the one the drama group showed us this evening is one of such very rare opportunity that hardly come. And I pray that you will not face that situation. Amen. That one hardly come. But there are some opportunities to choose where you belong that come on a daily basis. On a daily basis, they come our way. And as those opportunities to choose where we fall into come our way, they are just distinguishing between those with whom God is pleased and those with whom God is not pleased. They are just putting people into the category they belong to. But then, this verse 5 was broken down further for the purpose of understanding. So, verse 6 now says, now, you should note that these things were our examples. We emphasized that in the morning. In fact, that was where we started in the morning. We read Romans chapter 15, verse 4. That says that things that were written aforetime, meaning that things that were written before you were born, they were written for our learning. So as you read those things, you learn all that God wants you to learn. That is repeated here in verse 6. It said, now, beloved, these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. The scripture is now beginning to break those things down. Why these church members, the members of the church where Moses was the general overseer, and who was the deputy general overseer? Thank you for getting it. His elder brother, Aaron. Who was the choir mistress? His elder sister, Miriam. God is unquestionable. Is someone agreeing with that? So when you are criticizing sometime, be careful. Why couldn't God go to choose assistant for Moses from another tribe, from a distant place? Why must he choose the elder brother of Moses? Why? What's the criteria? And he wanted to choose choir master. He reached out again for who? The sister of Moses. Be careful when next you are criticizing. Because you were not there when God was speaking and leading. Are you hearing me? So one of the reasons why some members of the church where Moses was the general overseer, and until Exodus chapter 18, not only that he was the general overseer, he was also the counselor general. You understand what I'm talking about? And in Exodus chapter 18, Jethro said, Oga, you kill yourself. You are the general overseer. You are also the general counselor. That's not how to do it. And thank God, things took a new turn. And that new turn, every country of the world, they are practicing it today. When you hear of customary courts, it's from Exodus chapter 18. When you hear of magistrate court, it's from Exodus chapter 18. When you hear of high court, court of appeal, supreme court, go back to Exodus chapter 18. That is where it started. So the members of the church pastored by Moses, we are saying that many of the members were not standing firm in the faith. And this is number one reason given us here. Lust. You know, lust is not just about a man thinking of a woman thinking of a man. If you read from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, 16, 17, you understand. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For those things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, then number 2, the lust of the eyes, then number 3, the pride of life. Lust simply means that you are overwhelmed by ungodly desire for what God has not given you. And it applies to overwhelmed by ungodly desire for a lady, a man that God has not given you, or a money or material or power or position that God has not given you. That is lost. These people were simply unsatisfied. Manna was much more better than the garlics of Egypt. But they were not satisfied with the manna. They were still lusting after the onions and the garlics of Egypt. Can you see, human being? Do you look at the blessings of God upon your life? The peace, the rest of mind. And you are just lost in praise and worship. Or do you look at the dress you wore to church on Sunday and saw another person wearing lace material that worth 80,000 naira and say, Oluwa, and they just say, Olorun kanani o. That is lusting. You don't know whether that 80,000 naira lace material, the man is sweating under it, is troubled, no peace of mind, and your own 7,000 naira per 5 yards. You have peace and rest. The beauty of God is all over you. Abba, stop lusting after what God has not given you. And the fact is that you keep on walking with your God. The 80,000 naira lace material, He will give you. He just wants you to grow into it. Are you hearing? He wants you to grow into it. When you grow into it, He will give you. That was the first problem of these church members who failed to stand firm in the faith. They lusted after evil things. And verse number 7. He said, neither be ye idolaters, as some were, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. So much to notice there. When you hear idolatry, it is beyond pouring oil upon a stone or whatever, whatever. The real meaning of idolatry is setting up something to replace God. So anything can simply become an idol in the life of somebody. Profession can become an idol. Money can become an idol. Friend can become an idol. God says, go this way. Your friend says, go this way. If you obey your friend, that friend had replaced God in your life and he has become an idol. Idolatry was the reason why some members of the church of Moses could not make it. They couldn't stand firm in the faith because of idolatry. And the second part of that verse is, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. I've seen that word play in some other verses of the Bible, and it makes me to get careful. When they hark, the first attempt that David made to relocate the hark to where the hark should be, you remember along the line, a man touched the ark and he died. What's the name of the man? Thank you. If you read that chapter very well, it was full of the word play, 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 play. They were moving the ark and it was play, play all through. The second attempt that he made, you won't see a single word that says play there. It was sacrifice. They take few steps, they worship, they sacrifice. How does your relationship with God look like? And when we say play, don't think we are talking about dancing to God. If you don't dance to God, whom do you want to dance to? But we are talking about something that is beyond physical. There are some people, they have taken the thing of God as play. Nothing ever gets their serious attention. If serving God will require sacrifice, some church members will say, count me out. That is not good enough. That is the reason why some couldn't stand firm in the faith. And look at verse 8. He said, neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. That's 23,000 people. You know, when we were talking about leading your congregation or leading your family, we made mention of the need to call a spade a spade. The need to draw a line. What God calls a spade, don't call it plowing what now? The grammarian. Call a spade a spade. My church members, my children, for whom I labor in birth until Christ be formed in you, run away, flee fornication. That's what the Bible says. It is a sin against body, meaning that God is sad about it, but even the body also is punished through it. And that was what many of them were engaged in. And listen, if you care to do. So many people today, including those who name the name of Christ, the strongest of all the temptations they are going through is immorality. Whether you go to a rural area or city, devil has held so many under his captivity. Something annoying that I read in a paper some years ago. A research was conducted in America. The percentage of people, married and unmarried, who go to work 8 a.m. or 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and before returning back home, they have had sex in the office. It was staggering. Very staggering. And that report was talking about various things that takes place in some glistening offices. That is the strongest thing with which the devil has bound so many people. And so the Bible says, flee from it. It is possible. You can tune your mind to God. You can hate what God hates. After all, Joseph was able to do it. Joseph was able to stand against it. You can also, by the help of the Holy Spirit. Don't feel powerless. Don't feel helpless. Help is within your reach. The help that God gave Joseph is within your reach. You can access it. Many of the church members of Moses couldn't make it. They failed to stand firm in the faith because of fornication. And if you are going to run away from it, it's going to start from little things. Don't entertain the thought. Don't be found in shady locations. Don't make moves that will not help you. Yoruba people will say, "Unkote Yoruba nije, kifi rumu." If you are a lady, don't sit carelessly. Where are you sitting and exposing your tithes? What do you mean? Are you looking for a careless man to come and mess up with you? Why are you dressing and exposing half of your breast? Are you calling for trouble? That's where those things begin. Live carefully, live correctly, sit correctly, do things correctly. And devil will look at you and say, this one is well fortified. Don't try this one. These ones have built a defense around themselves, around ourselves. The sin of fornication made it impossible for many church members in the days of Moses to stand. But I have a good news for you concerning this same verse 8. A reference was made by my Bible to Numbers chapter 25, where one of such incidences occurred. There was a man in that Numbers chapter 25 called Phinehas. He chose to be a different Phinehas from the one in 1 Samuel. When Phinehas in Numbers chapter 25 saw what was going on, he decided to stand aloof. He decided to be different. He decided to queue up behind God. And God, in every generation, will not look away from a serious believer. So God said, Moses, have you seen what Phinehas did? Call him for me. I want to cut a covenant with him, and the covenant will be for him and for his children and for his children's children, because daring to be different, he turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that God will use you to turn divine wrath away from many people. Amen. Because of Phinehas, the people of Israel were saved. Because of you, people around you will be saved. Amen. God will look at you and show mercy unto people around you. Amen. Let us be careful and not fall into the pitfall that made the church members of Moses to fail to stand in the faith. And look at verse 9. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Among so many meanings you can give to tempting Christ is to be daring God. You are daring God. Yes, he said that. But in your heart, you're just daring him. Nothing will happen. One is satellite home that people don't know them with. One is boyfriend, Tambasun. Dickiness is the new one. Around what she that is to tempt God, to dare God. Don't dare God. Don't dare God, but rather fear God. Daring God was the reason why many of the church members of Moses failed to stand firm in the faith. And by their failure to stand firm in the faith, they displeased God. And let us look at verse 10. It said, neither murmured ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyers. And verse 11, that's worthy of notes, beloved. He said, now all these things happened unto them For what? I want you to say it loud. All these things happen unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonition. Upon whom the ends of the world are come. I love that. These things you read about concerning the members of the church of Moses, they are for you to learn from. They were written, documented for you so that you can run for your dear life. So that you can stand firm in the faith. So that you can possess the promises. So that you can please God. So that you can make it to the end. That's the reason why those things were documented for us, and we are reading them today. And the question is this: will you learn from these things and determine to stand in the faith as a church member? We are talking about church members this evening. Will you learn from these things and make up your mind to stand firm in the faith, to escape the pitfalls that these people fell into? We're going to take just a few minutes to pray for one another. No need to hold hands together, but you can just pray for the person on your right hand and for the person on your left hand. When the Bible says, with many of them, God was not pleased, is your name among those many? No, many doesn't mean your name. And even the name of your neighbor doesn't have to be among the many. That's why we'll be our brother's keepers, our sister's keeper. And just plead with God this evening. Now, what we read in the Bible this evening, they were written and documented for our learning. This is the end of the world. Please, Lord, uphold my brother. Please, Lord, uphold my sister. This one that is sitting on the same pew with me today, let grace abound. Let mercy be released. Let power be released from on high. This brother, this sister, sitting by my right, sitting by my left, you will make it to the end. You will make it to the very end. You will stand firm in the faith. You will not fall a victim of lust. You will not fall a victim of murmuring and grumbling. You will not fall a victim of idolatry. You will not fall a victim of fornication. Lust will not be in your dictionary. My beloved brother, my beloved sister, I lift you up in the name of the Lord in the place of prayer. The Lord God Almighty that gathered us here will uphold you. Jehovah, unto whom we have come in this place today, will uphold you. He will preserve you in the name of Jesus. He will keep you strong, strong to the end. He will preserve your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. When the saints are marching in, you will be among, you will be included in the name of Jesus. You will not fall by the wayside. You will not falter. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. You have prayed for your neighbor, and it's time to pray for yourself. We rise up now on our feet and sing. Oh, when the saints,
Oh, when they say, go marching in Jesus' name. Oh, when they say, go marching in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Hallelujah. Oh, when they say, go marching in. When they say, oh, when they say, go marching in. Go marching in. Oh, yeah. When they say, go marching in. Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes, I want to be. Hallelujah. Oh, when the saints go marching.
Sing it two more times. Sing it with faith.
Oh,
to be quiet in the presence of the Lord. Stay standing on our feet in the presence of the Most High. Let's just be still. Be still and know that He is God. He said He will be exalted on the heart. He will be exalted. He will be praised in your life. Whatever has dominated you before today, the table is turning around. You are gaining mastery over whatever negative force has ever dominated your life. Just be still in the presence of the Lord. As the Spirit of God is working upon your heart, working upon your eyes, working upon your spirit man, working upon every member of your body, helping you to yield your members unto God as a living sacrifice. Just be still in His presence. As the Lord of hosts, do that which no man can do in your life this evening. For He has spoken to you in order to help you. He didn't speak to you to condemn you, but to help you. And right now He's saying, go and sin no more. Right now, the Spirit of God is empowering you to go back and sin no more. No more. And as all heads are bowed and all eyes closed, we want to pray to Randolph now. But if there is any besetting sin in your life,
especially in this area of fornication or adultery. You will take a simple step of faith tonight. By faith, you are going to lift your hands to heaven. And the Lord, my God and your God, will lift you out of that miry clay tonight. It doesn't matter how messy the situation might have been in the past. If by faith you just connect with Him this evening, you will leave this place delivered, empowered for victory. And it may not be a sin of fornication, it may be another kind of besetting sin. Masturbation, lust, greediness, evil thought, covetousness, murder. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in the house, setting men free, liberating the young and the old. All eyes closed, please. If you are raising the hand up, raise it very well. The Lord is looking at your hands. The number doesn't matter. You want to join these 12 people? This is your opportunity. Lift your own hands up also. Jehovah the healer is in the house. Jehovah the deliverer is in the house. Almighty God, we worship your majesty. Thank you for speaking to us, to save us, to deliver us, to wash us clean, to declare us guiltless as from today. Because whoever confesses sin, the Bible says, it will be forgiven and it will be thoroughly cleansed from every unrighteousness. Raising up your hand tonight is a means of confessing to God. And so I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your many sins are forgiven. All your iniquities are wiped out. Wiped out. If the Son shall set you free, it is written, you shall be free indeed. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, you are set free. You are set free. Liberty is coming your way. In the name of Jesus. Backbone of sin, you are broken in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of iniquity, in the name that is above all names, those strongholds are destroyed now. Now, in the name of Jesus, from this moment, you begin to stand firm in the liberty wherewith Jesus has made you free. In the name of Jesus. Right now, the table has turned. Things that used to master you, they have lost their power. They have lost their hold. Everything is broken. Every fetter is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. It is written concerning you, sin shall not have dominion over you. From this moment, enter into that scripture. Enter into that reality. Enter into that power. In the name of Jesus. And you, spirit of condemnation, you are not of God. You, the accuser of brethren, that may want to be replaying the bad memory of yesterday. I rebuke every demon of accusation in the name of Jesus. Every evil memory is wiped out. Because the Lord God Almighty says, your sin and your iniquity, He will remember no more. So if the Lord has forgotten them, you too, you are forgetting them. You will walk in the newness of life. The Lord will use you to set many other people free. To bring many people to liberty. Liberty in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray for the impartation of wisdom. Wisdom by which these precious children of yours will be ordering their private lives aright. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God, because it is done. It is perfected. And all glory unto the Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.